in the limelight.
We cannot rely on the Western media to tell the whole truth about Palestine, says Paul Salvatore, journalist, in an article published under the heading, Justice for Palestine Cannot Depend on Media Coverage. Stay tuned for more. Countless articles are already out there on the necessity of world crises, as well as being critical of the media's double standard of covering atrocities inflicted by different states but not the Zionist regime. You can easily find them online if by chance, stress by chance, haven't seen them. We want to focus on what the lack of Palestinian coverage is doing. It is further undermining confidence that the world cares about Palestine as much as it does about other countries. Perhaps that would be different if the media, actually we are referring to Western media unless otherwise specified, made it okay to support Palestine instead of routinely framing or reducing it to the bane of the Zionist regime. We don't think people realize how terrorized Palestinians themselves are by the Zionist regime, daily being harassed, killed, abused, dispossessed by this regime. We only hear about Palestine, it seems that, when it is under aerial siege, such as last year in May. Even then, however, the media presents a picture of the Zionist regime defending itself against resistance groups or some other enemy of freedom and democracy. In contrast to its stance on Ukraine, the Western media never portrays Palestine as engaged in legitimate resistance against an oppressive force. No, the Palestinian is always a criminal. The Zionist regime, the perpetual victim that can do and does no wrong, as they baselessly claim. Underlying this is the troubling assumption that the Zionist regime has a right to geography and occupies, be it to the detriment of the innocent Palestinian population. Capturing this, Michael Pryor, in The Right to the Expel, The Bible, and Ethnic Cleansing writes, what makes the case of Israel-Palestine unique is the claim that the consequential expulsion of the indigenous non-Jewish population belongs within the domain of the rights of those perpetrating the expulsion, rather than being merely the fruit of force. The designation right implies the support of a moral framework bestowing legitimacy, while conquest is conquest, the product of military might, which, in the eyes of the victims, at least last, lacks legitimacy, unquote. Likewise, the media obscures just how often the Zionist regime employs the illegitimate use of force. Instead, they give audiences the false impression that there is occasional flaring of tensions between the Zionist regime and Palestine, as if the former is not proactive in ethnically cleansing the latter, let alone engaged in any form of violence at all. Still others, who object to people making noise about Palestine till Palestine is not going and is not getting as much coverage as Ukraine because the conflict between the Zionist regime and Palestine is old news. The implication, what's happening between the two is normal, a lost cause, that we should turn our attention to what matters now. Those who think this way may be rightfully sympathetic to Ukraine, but there are undoubtedly ignorant too. And that ignorance will be used against them by media to continually divert their attention from Palestine and to any big story, however important, on its merits. We cannot rely on the Western media to tell the whole truth about Palestine. Rather, drawing from the present as a teachable moment, we must strategize ways of amplifying what is happening in Palestine. That can surely and is being done by alternative media, including the one you are listening now. Other ways include demonstrations, petitions, pressuring political representatives to take reports like Amnesty International's recent one on Israeli regime apartheid seriously, and of course continue the efforts through BDS, targeting key political and economic institutions that allow the Zionist regime to commit crimes against humanity with relative impunity. In the process, our morale is boosted, overcoming the loss of confidence described and maintaining a spiritedness required to fight oppression in any form. Apart from indignation, the sadness of seeing Palestine suffer afflicts all in its struggle for justice. Yet, the more we turn outward and act collectively, the closer we move towards achieving that. How the media covers, that is secondary. Essential is that we do not lose faith in the struggle or one another.